Two Lewiston hospitals have undertaken corrective action after the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid found they were turning away mentally ill patients in crisis from their emergency departments without adequate medical screenings or stabilizing treatment. Both hospitals were found to be in violation of a federal law intended to protect patients experiencing medical emergencies. Susan Sharon has our story.
Disability Rights Maine is the nonprofit that has been assigned by the federal government to protect and advocate for people with disabilities, including mental illness, in Maine hospitals. Last spring, DRM became aware that patients were being denied emergency mental health care at Central Maine Medical Center and at St. Mary's Hospital, both in Lewiston. So managing attorney Kevin Vojvodich says the group filed a complaint with the state and with the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, CMS.
And in the cases cited in the complaint, those individuals were either turned away, refused, or law enforcement was called and they were arrested.
Central Maine Medical Center went so far as to notify local law enforcement officials that they should not bring anyone in custody experiencing a mental health crisis, suicidality, or both to its emergency department unless the person was also experiencing some type of physical trauma. Vojvodich says on at least two occasions, patients were sent to jail and continued to experience the same or worsening symptoms for which they sought help in the first place.
The criminalization of mental illness is a huge issue because correctional facilities are not where these individuals should be treated. They should get, you know, assistance in psychiatric facilities or in emergency departments.
Last November, one person who was arrested at St. Mary's and booked into jail was placed on suicide watch as a result of what a mental health representative said was the patient's deteriorating mental stability. The next day, records indicate the same patient was naked in a locked cell, delusional, and screaming that he was dying after falling through four floors.
Jail is obviously not the appropriate place for some of those folks.
Captain Jeff Shute is the administrator for the Androscoggin County Jail, which he says has been seeing an increasing number of people experiencing mental health crises showing up on its doorstep. He says these episodes are what often lead to a person's interaction with police, who are limited in where they can take them for help.
People have come in an obvious crisis and having, you know, breakdowns, you know, not really understanding, you know, what they've done or where they are. But I'm glad to see that it's being addressed and hopefully it can be fixed. It's something we've been dealing with in corrections for many years.
Both hospitals were found to be in violation of the Federal Emergency Medical Treatment and Active Labor Act, which could have jeopardized their Medicare funding. But both have since adopted policies and plans to ensure that mentally ill patients in crisis are not turned away. These include improved training for staff and screening and tracking of patients, as well as a letter sent by CMMC to law enforcement agencies and to emergency responders, clarifying that the hospital will serve all patients who show up in the emergency department. Attorney Kevin Vojvodich says these are good steps.
As far as recognizing that, you know, a person with an emergency psychiatric condition should be treated like someone coming in with another emergency medical condition.
CMMC did not immediately respond to a request for comment for this story. In a written statement, a spokesperson for Covenant Health, which oversees St. Mary's, said the hospital takes the situation very seriously and is, quote, always looking for opportunities to improve our processes and our operation. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Susan Sharon.